I'm Caleb Abernethy, one of the pastors at Christ Memorial Church, and I'm wondering this morning, what commodity would make you most happy to have more of? Probably for most of us, it's money, right? We all want to find that unclaimed million-dollar check, but maybe it's more time in your week, or more room in your house, or more health for your body. I'm asking because we're going to see the author of Proverbs say today that the best commodity you could find is wisdom. We're looking at chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, which comes in the section of the book devoted to the cry of wisdom. Listen to verse 13. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding. Okay, a person is blessed, they're happy if they gain wisdom, but why? For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. So you hear that wisdom is a better commodity than anything, but why is that? What are wisdom's benefits? Keep reading. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. So the author says that wisdom is better because it brings long life, riches, it puts you on the path of peace, and is a tree of life. And he ends where he began. If you get wisdom, not only are you blessed, happy, but others will call you blessed for finding it. Now, the New Testament helps us see that the wisdom in view here is not just street smarts or even moral living. 1 Corinthians 1 tells us that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. And Colossians 2 says that all the treasures of wisdom are hidden in Jesus. And that means the wisdom that we're told to find here in Proverbs 3 is Jesus Christ. This speaks of him. And of course, that's right, because it's through Jesus Christ crucified that we obtain something better than any gold or silver could buy. He possesses eternal life and imperishable inheritance in his hands. His path is one of eternal peace, and to lay hold of him by faith is to return to the tree of life in Eden and to enjoy God and be called blessed forever. And so, brothers and sisters, let the commodity that you seek today, that controls your heart, be Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. Turn your eyes upon him. Seek him. Set your heart on him. Let the priorities of your day be devoted to knowing him and making him known to those around you. Because Jesus is more precious than gold.